Hello and welcome to The Brawl Show, your podcast for everything Brawl Stars. I'm your host, Provo Bandit.
I'm the co-host, Noob Army.
And today, we're reviewing the Brawl Talk that just released a few minutes ago, at least to our recording. Yeah. There's a lot of exciting stuff that happened. A lot of stuff we're going to go over. Like, this update was really good. I'm super excited to get into it. So let's not waste any more time. Let's get into it. Okay, the first thing we should talk about really quickly is the brawlers. So, Noob Army, you want to describe them? Let's start with Pearl.
Yeah, Pearl. I feel like Maisie and Pam combined. That's what you get, Pearl. So she is a cookie robot. She completes a Gold Arm gang. And I feel like her attack is really cool. It does a lot of damage if you play her right.
So basically,
her attack is like Pam, basically.
Yeah. Basically, if you wait longer, the more damage she does. And if you wait really long, she does a lot of damage.
Yeah, so maybe she's pretty good for up close, I would say.
Yeah, she's really good up close.
Yeah.
But she can play mid-range too if she needs to. Yeah, okay. We don't need to get into much about the brawlers because you're not here for the brawlers. You've already seen them. So, Pearl, cool, exciting. Okay,
next.
Oh,
yeah, her super is basically Maisie. She can break
Yeah, that's why you said Maisie. Okay, next is Chuck. How about you describe Chuck?
Chuck is gray and M's. So his attack is basically a smaller version of M's.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
His super is like kind of like gray, but you can have more than one super in a go, I guess.
Yeah. I think Chuck's like, I like Chuck's super better than Gray's super, honestly.
Yeah, same.
Like, Chuck's is cooler, because he can do damage while he travels. So I think Chuck is just a cooler, better version of Gray.
Yeah.
That's my opinion. He looks cool. His design is cool. I like the creepy old people. I don't know why. I like those designs like Byron and stuff. Like, he's cool too. So Chuck's another creepy old guy. So there you go. All right. So,
the main thing about this episode.
Yeah, first, before we get into Hypercharge, one important thing that Brawl Stars did that we need to talk about that's actually going to be a huge impact on the game is that they changed how good power levels are.
Yes, they doubled it. I think is awesome because
let's make sure everyone understands. Okay. I didn't understand the first time they said it.
Okay.
But like a good way to put it into perspective, like a maxed out brawler would originally be 50% better than a normal, like original. But now a maxed out brawler is 100% better than the original. So now it doubles. So yeah, you're right, it doubles. So every time you upgrade it, you're getting double more power than you were before. And they, made it look nicer and more exciting when you push the button.
Yeah.
So, what do you think about this? Is this good, bad?
Good. It's good.
Why?
Why would it be bad? You deal more damage.
What about, in those matches where, you go against people who have more power level than you? What about that? Doesn't that make it harder?
I mean, yeah, but just, it sounds like a you problem. Upgrade your brawlers and play more.
Okay. I think this only becomes a problem if matchmaking is bad. Okay?
Yeah.
If the matchmaking is bad and you're constantly put against people who are more overpowered than you just because they paid a little bit more coins, that's going to be bad. So I think it's going to make upgrading more exciting, more worth it. So I like that. The only problem is that they just have to make sure matchmaking is equal. That you're getting put with people around the same power level as you. Because if you're like a power level 2, there should be no power level 2s going against like power level 7s. Unless you have a lot of trophies. Like, I want it, as long as like the matchmaking is equal, I'm fine with this. I'm actually excited for this, as long as matchmaking is like fixed,
I think
guess.
Also, I think the gear When the first gear is changed.
Whoa, wait. Okay. Okay, you want to talk about the gear? Go.
Yes. So the gear, I think.
What are you talking about?
So the gear is.
What gear? What's the gear? What's the?
The first gear slot is changed to 8 because I was right about last episode. So it's gonna be.
Wait, the first gear slot is changed to 8. What was it before? Yes.
It was 10 and 11.
Oh, no, the 11's going to 8.
What?
The 11 gear slot is going to the 8 gear slot.
Yep, and then hypercharge.
Yeah, that's good. Like, after power level 7, you get something every time you upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
That's really good. I like that. That'll make it more exciting. So, yeah, that's cool. Sorry, mm-hmm. I'm just looking at my notes. So... I was kind of talking about matchmaking earlier, how they needed to make it work. Well, guess what? There's less game modes now. There's less game modes you can play now. And their reasoning for this is so that the matchmaking is better, which I can see that. And honestly, I'm okay with that. It seems like they looked at the statistics. They saw what wasn't being played, like Hot Zone and Bounty.
Yeah, Hot Zone sucks, Bounty sucks, but
really?
Wipeout.
Really? I think it's good if you have a good brawler comp. But they completely they got rid of it.
Yeah.
You can play them.
I can see why. I don't play Bounty. I'd rather play Wipeout. I don't play Hot Zone. I'd rather play like Siege.
Okay, yeah. So
you get the gist of it. Yeah.
So I think it's okay. Like, as long as they have a good rotation of game modes. And yeah, towards the end of the episode, they talked about that they were planning in the like far to mid future. They're planning to make new game modes, which I'm excited for. I want new game modes. Game modes are fun. But what I'm most excited about right now is that Siege is back. That's because Siege is one of my favorite game modes.
It's also pretty long, but still, it's awesome.
That's the point.
Yeah,
it's super strategic. I love it. Siege is awesome. I love Siege. It's Siege is awesome.
Like Doug would be OP. Jesse.
Depends on the map. Depends on the map.
I mean, yeah, but
depends on the map.
Like if there's a lot of bushes, sure.
Let's not get into this.
Yeah. Okay.
So, Siege is back. That's exciting. Okay. Now let's get to the big thing. Hypercharge. So now, when you upgrade your brawler to power 11, power 11, 12, what was it?
No, 11. They're not making you power 12.
11, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Yep, 11. I had to do math. You get hypercharge, which is another button on your screen. And I'm actually excited for this. Because they're making it more complicated, but only if you've, like... I think one big problem with Brawl Stars right now is that if you're brand new, like brand new to the game, it's really complicated. But players who have played it, they want the complexity. So they're kind of balancing that out by having, once you get high enough, like along in the game, then you get more complexity, then you get more fun. So I think that's a good way to balance out the complex, having more features while not having to like scare away new people.
Yeah, I agree.
So, Noob Army, what do you think about Hypercharge?
I think it's good overall. It's pretty cheap. If you buy with coins, mm-hmm. It's nice. Overall, it's a good update. It's a good.
No, hypercharge, not the update.
I know. It's a good update. It's a good change. I love hypercharge. It looks awesome. I know you were talking about hypercharge, but I'm just saying the update is good too.
Hypercharge is super exciting. I'm super excited. Super excited because they haven't changed like the controls
in a while. I mean, you can edit.
No. I'm not talking about that. They haven't made. They haven't changed anything to the core gameplay since gadgets. Like, ever. Like, they've added star powers and gears, which, like, add, like, a power. But that doesn't change... That doesn't... Like, it changes a little bit, but not as much as, like, a gadget or hypercharged because it's like actually on the screen. So I'm super excited because, yeah, they're like actually changing the controls. And it doesn't seem like too crazy. Like, it makes sense. It's like a gadget that you have to charge up. Yeah. Except it's really good.
So I kind of guessed last episode and I kind of got it right. So it's kind of like a second super. Once you get your super, you can start charging up your hypercharge, and it's
You charge it the entire match. You don't need your super to charge it.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh, that's interesting.
It just takes longer to charge.
Oh, okay. Stu might be interesting.
Yeah, but yeah, well, I think soon we're going to make an episode about a hypercharge idea for every brawler. That's going to be exciting. So yeah. Look out for that. But so do you think, let's get to the big question of the episode. Is hypercharge OP? Do you think it will break the game?
Yes. They will have to nerf it so much. So much.
Okay, in what ways? Like, how, why?
Like, make it more expensive, like 10,000, something like
that. That's crazy. 10,000? No, that would be way too much.
Or just make it more expensive or something.
No.
And
5,000's already expensive.
You can get it.
Okay, yeah, so
arguably.
Okay. So you think it's going to be so good that they're going to have to raise the price?
Yeah, and nerf it.
I think that, I lost my train of thought. I think the only way to balance hypercharge is to get every brawler a hypercharge. Because those six brawlers that will have hypercharge to start with, like Bull and Shelly and Colt and Spike, those brawlers will be the meta. Shelly will be good again because of hypercharge. And the only way to combat that is not to make it more expensive. That's a bad idea, in my opinion. Not to make hypercharge do less, because then what's the point of hypercharge if it does nothing? They're just going to have to make sure every brawler has a hypercharge. And that's the only way to balance it.
That would take a long time, though, so.
It better not take a long time, because if it doesn't, then the meta's going to be screwed. Not skewed. It's going to be screwed and skewed towards those brawlers that have overdrive, hyperdrive, whatever, same thing. Just call it drive.
I think hypercharge, Sam.
Charge.
Yeah, hypercharge. I think it'd be good for me in my account because I have Shelly at 500. I have Bull at 500. I have Colt at power 11, more than 500. Except for Spike, he's, like, at 400. He doesn't count. Spike is kind of weird.
So you're excited for your account?
Yeah, I'm excited for my account. Well, speaking of my account, I won't be playing too much on my account anymore. But I will.
Yeah, something happened with Brant, Noob Army's phone.
Yeah, whatever.
Nah, Noob Army. His name is Noob Army. I don't know what you're talking about.
Who's
okay.
Brant?
Okay, Noob Army's account, his phone, something happened with his phone, so he isn't going to be playing Brawl Stars as much, which secretly I'm excited for. You want to know why? Because a few weeks ago, for the first time ever in like 2 years, Noob Army had more trophies than me.
Oh, no, that was like...
Okay.
I have like 20,000.
You're ruining our professionalism. We don't want to tell them. We want them to imagine we have like 50,000 trophies.
Yes, yes.
So yeah, we have something around the ballpark of like 50,000. Totally, definitely. But Noob Army had more trophies than me. Has more trophies. And now that he can't play as much because of his phone, I can get more trophies. Yes, it's sad he can't play, but I can get back. Okay.
If you play as much.
So, overdrive, hypercharge, same thing, right? That's what we learned. I think it will be game-breaking. The only way to fix it is by giving everyone hypercharge and...
Or just deleting it.
No. We are not deleting hypercharge. This is too good of an idea to delete. We are not deleting it. By we, I mean Supercell better not.
We work for Supercell.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
No, we don't. New Barbie, stop saying lies.
Okay.
Yeah, other than giving everyone a hypercharge overdrive, the only way to balance it out is matchmaking, right?
Yeah.
People that were like Power 7 shouldn't be going against people with hyperdrive. Hyperdrives should be going against
I don't care.
They know what I'm saying. Hyperdrives should go against other hyperdrives, okay? Like, it should be that, like, you know how exciting it's gonna be now? That everyone has a hypercharge?
No one does. Almost no
one does. Yeah, okay. One for update comes out when everyone has a hypercharge and it's gonna be so exciting. Like,
which will be in like 3 years.
Because it's like, having your hypercharge charge completely changes the game. Like, it's gonna be so exciting. Oh my gosh. I'm just so excited. Like, I think there will be people out there who will complain about how much more progression they need to get this stuff.
But that's a you problem. You just need to play more, get used to...
Okay. Yeah. Well, let's not be that mean. Let's not be... New Barmer, you can be that mean. I'll be more nice. I don't, like... And I can see that. I can see why people would be mad about, oh, no, it's 5,000 more coins I have to get. But... I think this is worth it because it changes the gameplay and makes it more exciting. And for the people who do put in the time, right? The people who do care a lot will get something cool. They'll get hypercharge drive over.
Hypercharge, you got it right the first time.
I know. Okay, so it's gonna. I think it's gonna be exciting. It's like if it was something really like boring, like you get an extra pin at Power 11 after spending 5,000 coins or something like something useless, then that would be boring. I think the point of hypercharge drive is to be epic and amazing, because if it wasn't epic and amazing, what would the point be? So I think I'm just excited. This, in my opinion, it's not making the game more pay to win. It's just making it more fun. Yes, there's
and
a little
more progression.
Just because there's more progression does not make the game pay to win. So, especially with overcharge drive, it's such a good ability for only 5,000 coins. So, how many club coins is that? Is that like 500?
Hold on, let me. 200 is 250.
No. No, I think you can save up that amount of coins. Like, that, like if you have one brawler that you really want to play really good, 5,000 coins extra is not that hard. So I think the mentality we just have to go into is that we're not going to immediately get every brawler with hypercharge. Just get the brawlers you like with hypercharge, and then you can play them super fun. So that's my mentality with hypercharge. I'm super excited. The skins in this update were kind of boring, other than Mecha
Edgar.
Other than Mecha Edgar.
Teaming is going to get crazy with Mecha Edgar.
What?
People are going to thumbs down. People are going to team more.
Okay, yeah, whatever.
as soon as they see Mecha Edgar.
The only good skin this update is Mecha Edgar. Sorry. And then... anything else am I missing?
The bull rework. I think the
bull rework. Oh, yeah, the bull rework looks really cool.
Yep.
I'm excited for that.
Not rework, but it just looks
like
different.
Like, the remodel.
Yeah.
And they have a plan for the future.
Yippee.
They released it. I would talk about it a lot right now, but we're going to talk about it in future episodes. So if you want to hear what we think Brawl Stars should do in the future, based on what they want to do in the future...
You should stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Don't touch that dial. Okay, anything else you want to say before we go?
Please watch us. We need more listens.
Okay, no. We're not.
Join our Discord.
Oh, yeah, we have a Discord.
Twitter.
Yeah.
He has a Twitter.
Yeah, I have a Twitter. You don't have to follow me on Twitter. Whatever. I'll link the Discord in so you can chat. If you want episodes ideas, if you have questions that you want us to answer on air... Discord is the place to do that. So I'll leave that link in the description. And We'll see you guys. Don't forget to hypercharge.
Bleh. Cringe.